On the 4th of July, the protesters showed up at Lafayette Park demanding the legalization of marijuana, as they've done every 4th of July.
Moscow, Chicago Heights, videotaping, documenting.
Barged into the starting rally, arresting two people, and the crowd pursued the cops to the edge of the park.
Let them go! Let them go! Let them go! Let them go!
The end, two people were arrested, the rally continued, then the march proceeded through the streets as planned, ending up at the Freedom Fence, the George W. Bush Memorial bag search checkpoints that have been a feature on the mall since 2002, thanks to George W. Bush and his so-called war on terrorism.
How many years was George Bush the president in Vietnam for the 4th of July because of some illusionary terrorist threat? We're not afraid to be here. We would be here if there was
a... Indeed, there was a legitimate terrorist threat to the march, the cops. Now let's get real. All that police terrorism aimed at people who use any kind of drugs hasn't kept crack and crystal meth from ravaging our communities. And they're targeting marijuana users whose drug of choice is at most as damaging as alcohol. And we all remember what happened when they tried to prohibit alcohol in the 1920s. Alcohol prohibition put the Capones in business. Drug prohibition keeps groups like the Zetas in business. So for all you guys that still think the Border Patrol and the Coast Guard and the police and the DEA are the way to keep crack, crystal meth, or anything else out of our communities, I want to know what you've been smoking. We all saw what happened at Prohibition, and one of the definitions of insanity is repeating the same conduct hoping to get different results.